News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Chief Medical Officer Tony Holohan will be in front of the Oireachtas Transport Committee later on today to discuss the idea of rapid antigen testing in relation to aviation and travel. This is off the back of Neffet's, I suppose, it's fair to say, reluctance to endorse it. And to discuss more about antigen testing, I am joined now by Professor Tim Peto, Professor of Medicine at the University of Oxford. Good morning, Professor. Can I ask you, first of all, Neffet here, our Public Health Advisory Committee that have been advising the government on our response to the pandemic, they have rejected the idea time and time again of antigen testing. They've described it as only 50% accurate as compared to PCR testing. Is there any justification for this stance?
No. I think there's a misunderstanding about what lateral flow tests do. They're designed to test for infectiousness, whereas are you going to pass it on to somebody else today? PCR tests are telling you whether you've had disease in the last week or two, as well as whether you've got it now. So when you compare lateral flow tests to PCR, you would only expect 50% to be positive. So I think there's a misunderstanding.
And the way you describe it there, so the PCR test obviously picking up infection that you might have over maybe a 2 or 3 week period, and some of which during that time you will be infectious, some of that time you will not be infectious. Yep. The way you're describing it, it would sound like antigen testing is potentially more useful than PCR testing.
I think we think that if you want to find out whether you are infectious today, now, the lateral flow test is a better test than the PCR test.
Okay.
Yes.
And therefore, for people who are travelling, because our chief medical officer is appearing in front of the transport committee, for people who are travelling, is lateral flow testing or antigen testing, as we call it, is it more useful in that setting, do you believe, than the PCR test?
Yes, I think, I mean, obviously it's controversial because people have to have confidence in what they're doing. But I think if you want to go on a plane and you are wanting to know, are you infectious at that moment, then an lateral flow test done shortly before you go on the plane journey is a very good test. If you do a PCR test, because it takes a day or two to get the result, then by the time you get the result back, it might already be an out-of-date test. So there is a problem by relying on PCR tests.
Okay.
2 days before.
So we're picking up on people who maybe had COVID and were infectious last week, but they're actually not infectious now.
Yeah.
Just with regard to how it's being used in the UK at the moment, can you just outline sort of the situation that it might be used for over there and how useful it's been?
It's been really very widely used. For instance, in schools, children are being asked to, voluntarily, of course, to test twice a week. They do it at home to see whether they're infectious or not. And if they're positive, they stay at home. And that's been very popular. And then around the country, you can easily get these tests. They're free. And people do them really when they are anxious about whether they're positive or not. And it's a very good way of reassuring yourself if you're worried about being positive and infectious before you see somebody to test yourself. And I think they're causing people a lot of happiness, and you get a feeling of empowerment and control of your illness. Very good.
It's interesting what you're saying about you get a feeling of happiness and empowerment. That appears to be some of what our public health doctors are concerned about, that people will rely on these tests too strongly, that they will believe themselves to be bulletproof and that they might behave in ways that perhaps they shouldn't. Is there any argument in favour of that idea?
A lot of studies have been beginning to come up saying that isn't the case, that people who test themselves are responsible. That's why they test themselves, and they are responsible when they get the results. It's a rather similar idea. About cycle helmets and bicycling, that people used to say wearing cycle helmets make you more dangerous, because that's not the case. So the answer is that this is a fear that probably isn't true.
Can I ask you one last question? Do you think this is quite a paternalistic attitude and maybe a slightly old-fashioned attitude that's being expressed here?
I completely agree. I think we should give tests to people to use them in a responsible way and let them decide. People are responsible.
Look, thank you very much.
I completely agree.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning on News Talk Breakfast. That is Professor Tim Peto, Professor of Medicine at the University of Oxford.
Music to your ears, Ciara.
I completely agree with Professor Peto there. We are picking up loads of people with PCR tests, some of whom won't cause any infections whatsoever, so that's useless. And we seem reluctant to use antigen testing, which is entirely sensible. And yes, it is paternalistic.
Okay, Tony Holohan going before the Oireachtas Committee on this today, so it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that.